This is Susie Thorpe
on Cambridge 105 Radio.
Now, really excited to have in the studio four team members of the Cambridge University's women's rugby. Laura Gibson, captain, Georgina McCoy, Sam Chan and Kate Marks. Good afternoon. Lovely to have you here.
Hi, thanks so much for having us.
Oh, it's really good. I can tell you all having a bit of a laugh and getting on. This is team spirit. Now, primarily, I want to talk about the varsity match that happened last year, in December last year. It was a major win for Cambridge University against Oxford. And more importantly, it happened at Twickenham. Tell us a little bit about the actual match, or rather the winning part. First of all, let's have the winning part. How did you feel when you had won, when you had to kick the ball out? What happened? Come on, give us it. Laura, go on, start it off.
Well, Kate was the one that kicked the ball out, but it's just...
Had that privilege.
Yes.
Oh, you were the one, Kate. Excellent.
It's just such euphoria, and you're just all jumping on each other, and, you know, incredible excitement, incredible relief as well.
Yeah.
Just so glad that all the hard work that we'd put in had come to fruition on the day. And, yeah, just so happy. It's no other feeling like it.
I think we all knew in the build-up that we had such a good opportunity, but then to finish off the game like that, and like you say, the relief, once it all come together, we'd put all the hard work in and it come together on the pitch. Just absolutely insane.
Did you go into the match feeling that you had a very good chance of winning the game?
Yeah, we were very confident because we'd won the majority of our matches within our league so far that term. But Oxford were technically playing in the league above us. So we definitely, you know, even though we were on a winning streak, we weren't complacent at all. And we knew that they'd be a much tougher opposition than anyone else that we'd played so far.
Yeah. I want to talk about rugby in the sense that where you all come from and where you are now, because as you can all agree with me, women's sport, I don't think, gets as much coverage as it should do. And it is wonderful that you are here. I'll keep on saying it right through the interview because I think it's wonderful to get you here. But I'd like to, Laura, I'll start with you because you started off, all of you, you were saying earlier, haven't had the rugby experience. You've learnt it at university. What a better place to learn it. But Laura, you came from South London and then you went to Nottingham and you'll continue your degree in veterinary
medicine.
But you're all very sporty. You've all come from sporty backgrounds. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. So Laura, how did you get into rugby? What made you want to say, actually, this is a rugby moment for me. I'm going to do this at university.
It was just starting at university and you want to try something new. There was a taster session at my campus. And I'd met some of the girls at the Freshers' Fair and they seemed pretty friendly. I was planning on trying a lot of different sports, but that was the first taster session that I went along to. Really liked it, really enjoyed it, got on with the people that were playing in the team already and stuck with it from there.
Because any rugby sport is quite tough, isn't it? It's not one to think, I can do it, I'm happy. You have to put the training in. You've all got, you say you're playing every week, you've got a match this Sunday.
Yeah.
So it's quite a commitment, isn't it, for any sport, but rugby is, you know, a good sport. So, Georgina, are you the same, was it the same journey for you?
Yeah, so I started playing when I came to Cambridge and I started playing in the colleges league here. So at Cambridge we have like cluster college teams, so there's between like four or five colleges that will make up one team. And so I played in the colleges league for my first year and then I moved up to the university seconds team in my second year.
And you know, the same question is training. Did you have to put a lot of training in
I think the good thing about starting in the colleges league was it was kind of training once a week and a match once or every couple of weeks. So it was quite a good gentle introduction to the sport. And then when I knew that I wanted to commit to the university team, I was kind of prepared to do that and I knew it was what I really wanted to do. So, I mean, I always think that rugby is something that takes away from the stresses of university as opposed to be something that adds to it in any way.
Oh, that's very good to hear. Yeah. You mean sport or just generally? Or you think rugby is quite important?
I think rugby's particularly good because...
They do like, say they don't they? Because it's rough on the on the pitch and you then become very calm. That is the nature of rugby, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sam, is this the same for you? Did you get into rugby, a very similar journey to your teammates here?
Yeah, sort of. I mean, so I joined in my second year at university. I'm in fifth year now. But so in first year, I was doing powerlifting. It's more of a male-dominated individual sport. And I really wanted something that's team and has a strong female presence and a contact sport as well. And rugby just fit the bill. I started out actually with the local town club, Shelford Rugby Club. And they were really friendly and they welcomed me in. So I thought, like, why not just continue with university and not look back since? It's been, like, the best decision in my university life.
Oh, hands down. Great to hear. Really great. Now, Kate, now you and Laura scored the tries at the varsity match. Is that right? Have I got this right? You all played really fantastic parts.
Yeah.
But we have to get this because you scored the tries that got you to the 24. Was that the 24? Was that the score?
Yeah.
So, Kate, how did you get into the journey of rugby?
So I actually, slightly different to the rest of the guys here, I actually started playing just before I came to university. One of my friend's dads worked at the local rugby club and she kind of wanted to start playing rugby, so he offered to set up a girls team there. I'd always played a whole range of different sports, a lot of football, all sorts of things, very sporty family. And when she was like, oh, I really need people to come along so he can carry on doing it, I was like, oh, all right, okay. So I kind of went along really as a favour to a friend, but then got absolutely hooked. All of the kind of benefits of rugby that the others have talked about, really, I've seen throughout the whole time I've played rugby. So it was a natural choice for me to kind of carry on playing when I came to university. I actually went along to one pre-season session before starting as a fresher at the university, and I was quite nervous about starting university, as people normally are. I was a bit like, oh, what if I don't fit in? Obviously there's, you know, a bit of a Cambridge stereotype. So I went along to this rugby session and met some people that I really thought I'd get along with really well. And actually, once I started playing rugby, I realized that Cambridge was for everyone, and it wasn't like this really, really scary academic place alone. There was also rugby, and kind of that team have become like my rugby family, as we like to call it. And I think sometimes, even when things get really, really hard with my university work, it's kind of like an escape, like Georgina said, to be able to just go to rugby and like hang out with our friends and training as well. But it's also a social thing.
Really good to hear. Really nice to hear. Because all the way through me being interested in sport, I've learnt that up to 11, girls drop out of team sport. Really sad. Have you continued your sort of team sport and at all from, you know, 11? Did you drop your team sport at all when you were 11?
No, I didn't.
So you didn't. So you're not the norm for the moment anyway. But that's good to hear. So talking about training, it's not just about matches, is it? You have to train and keep fit other than that. So apart from your studies and having a fantastic time playing rugby, do you keep fit otherwise besides that? Running?
Yeah, I think we have probably 6 days a week we'll have something on that's rugby related. So two training sessions, a match, and then two fitness sessions. Three fitness sessions really.
It keeps it going. So you've got a match this Sunday. So you've been obviously practicing, but if we just go back to the wonderful match that we all want to talk about still. So, Kate, you scored the try, is that right?
Yes.
As well as Bluebell Nichols.
Yeah.
Laura, you as well. And who's the other lady? Jess Gurney, she tried as well.
Yes,
so you've all got your particular roles. Georgina, what is your position in the matches? Do you change?
I'm mainly a loose head prop, but I'll sometimes play tight head as well.
Okay. Can you just explain to us where that is?
So
I haven't.
Can you explain to me as well?
The props play in the front row of the scrum, and they're either side of the hooker, who's the middle player who hooks the ball back through. So normally I play loose head, which means that I've got my head kind of free out to the side. I'll stand on the left of the hooker, whereas tight head is a slightly more uncomfortable position and one that Sam's getting used to, where you have your head in between the opposition's loose head prop and hooker.
Right. Sam, over to you. What position are you playing then?
So now I'm transitioning to the tight head prop position. I played at hooker, and for the varsity match, I played more of a at a prop position, prop and hooker position. So it's all basically in the front row of the scrum, where it's that massive thing where 16 people lock heads when a mistake has been made. Is this a way to get the game started again? It's also a way of forwards showing the dominance, and you get a psychological edge, especially when you're going forward in the scrum.
Now, actually, I want to talk about the psychological moment. Do you have to psych out your teammates? No, not your teammates. Gosh, no, no, no. I wouldn't dream of you doing that. No, your opposition. Do you find that there is a sort of a certain element of rugby that you are literally staring them out? Mm. Is that what men do, women do in the game of rugby?
I think the game is so long that even if you didn't right at the beginning sort of psych them out, I think once you're getting into the 60th minute, you know, people are getting tired, and I think especially at the varsity match where we had our heads up because we'd scored a few tries, the mental edge there is such a massive part of the game because it's such a long game, such a physical game, so mentally and physically demanding to actually have that edge. Like, we in the varsity match in the scrum, we were driving them back, they weren't managing to get the ball there, so being that far ahead really did help us because we could have that positive mental edge. And I think, like, conversely for them, it probably was much more difficult to try and pick themselves up because, again, mentally it's quite demoralising, yeah, to be that far behind.
Well, actually, at one point we had a penalty and we had a scrum from a knock-on. We got a penalty off that scrum and then opted to go for another scrum again, and that was definitely a psychological kind of plan to,
yeah,
you know, they'd already just lost a scrum and then we were choosing to do another one and put them back again, and I think that worked really well.
Mm. So the match itself, when you walked in, is this the first time you played at Twickenham?
Yes.
No for Laura.
For two,
yes, and
no.
Not for you. Yeah. So did you find it was quite an awesome place to be playing, or did you think, oh, I've been here before, it's fine?
I don't think you'd ever,
you never get,
ever
used to
get
it,
that
ever.
Feeling walking into Twickenham. It's nothing quite like it.
It's a pretty awesome place,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
And do you find when you tell people that you are rugby players and you're, you know, pretty important rugby players, what are the reactions that you get from lots of people? You can tell us the bad and the good.
I think people are usually interested and they, yeah, would then want to know more. You know, you get people that are surprised as well and say, well, you don't look like a rugby player, which is, yeah, always a bit disappointing when you, yeah, hear that. But actually, those kind of comments are getting less and less.
Yeah.
I think there's been so much positive media stuff done recently around women's rugby and kind of trying to change that stereotype of what a rugby player looks like. So I think that has really helped because I think now people are a lot more interested rather than just kind of quite negative in their initial perception. They're more interested to hear what you've got to say, even if it's not overtly positive from the off, more willing to listen, I think.
Mm. What would you say to the young and up-and-coming girls and women coming into rugby or any wanted to pick a sport? What would you say to them to keep, not to be put off by it? What would some advice you would give to your, say, your 15-year-old self thinking about what you would do? Any thoughts on that? No?
I'd say definitely go for it. I mean, starting rugby was probably one of the best decisions I've made coming to Cambridge. And it's not this, like, big scary thing. And, you know, it's something you can really throw yourself into. And the team element of rugby is so fantastic.
Yeah.
And I'd also say, like, there's so many different positions on the pitch. There's so many different skill sets required. Like, there'll be some people who are great at kicking and there'll be some really powerful players. There'll be some players who are really great at handling and, you know...
Yeah, there's definitely a position for everyone.
Exactly. So it doesn't matter, like, body type, height, whatever. There's a position
that
for
is key, isn't it? It's, yeah, anyone can do it. And it's not about, as you say, not looking like your rugby player, but playing rugby. And for me, what's really important, it's the norm. It becomes the norm that you play rugby and you have a good time. And it becomes the psych. It becomes when I open up national newspapers and I look at the back and see, obviously, fantastic. I'm going to go and see the England and Wales Six Nations this Saturday, and we will stay, hopefully, for the women's. We always do that. And I'm more for putting it into the newspapers. And that's not your job. You need to play it and you need to promote it. And that is your role and that's your job. But for me, it's making sure that we read it as well, mm-hmm, in the national newspapers. I think I think a lot of people on TV and radio do a lot for it, but I think the national newspapers fail miserably. So anyway, but it's fantastic to talk to you guys today. It really is. You've just been a treat to have here. Love it very much. I'd love you to come back and give us some
we'd be very happy to.
Insight to what you've done so far again and the matches you've played, and wherever you play, I want to hear about it. We want to hear about it. It's lovely. I wish you all the best for this Sunday. Where are you playing this Sunday?
Hammersmith and Fulham in London.
Ooh.
It's a development game for our second team, for the Tigers.
Yeah.
It's their first match, actually, as a development side, so very exciting.
So I must thank you, Laura Gibson, captain of the Cambridge rugby team, Georgina McCoy, Sam Chan and Kate Marks. Thank you very much indeed for coming in today. It's
Thanks
been a
so
pleasure.
Much for
thank
us.
You.
Thank
you.
Lovely to talk to you. Now it is...